Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Vav in Maseches Nazir, is 1119th daf in Shas. Today's daf is going to deal with two concepts. One, based on the Mishnah on Heyam and Aleph, we had learned the idea of Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, and we will talk about a Stam Naziris of 30 days, as well as someone who takes two Stam Naziris of 60 days. How that works, what's the relationship between the two, and the Gemara will also introduce us to one of the most important concepts in calculating days in Halach, and that is the idea of Mikzas Hayom Kekulo. Many of you will be familiar with this idea in terms of an Avel, that on the seventh day, Avelus is 7 days, but on the seventh day, we say he doesn't have to sit the entire day because of Mikzas Hayom Kekulo. Interestingly, the most explicit place that's expanded upon the most in Shas, Mikzas Hayom Kekulo, is on Daf Hei and Daf Vav and Maseches Nazir, our Daf. So those will be the two concepts. We had left off 6 lines from the bottom in terms of the discussion of the Amoraim about whether the Nazirus ends on the 30th day or on the 31st. And what came out is, according to all opinions, L'chatchila, one should wait 30 full days. However, b'di'eved, it will be acceptable if he waits only 30 and a little bit because of Mikzas Hayom Kekulo. The Gemara continues on this track when it says, Tanan Areini Nazir Shloshim Yom. If the person says he's going to be a Nazir 30 days, Im Gilach Yom Lamid Lo Yatza. We put a question mark over here. We had developed that L'chatri is supposed to wait all 30 days. But if b'di'eved, you're goleach on the 30th day, you're not yotzei. But you are yotzei. Yet over here in this Mishnah, it says that you're not yotzei. Again, we had developed beforehand that you're supposed to wait 30 full days. But b'di'eved, if the Nazir cuts his hair on the 30th day, it'll also be acceptable. Yet we learned the opposite, then Gilach Yom Lamid Lo Yatza, and Fidei the Gemara Boimir Shleiman. If he says that it's going to be 30 full days, then that neder binds him, and we don't say Mikzas Yom Kekulo, even B'di'evit. Tnat, Misha Nozar Shtei Naziris, a person that took a neder for 2 Naziris, Migalechas Arishayna Yom Lamid Ve'echot. So he waits 30 full days, and then he cuts his hair on the 31st. Ve'ashniya. And then he starts his second Naziris, and he does it liyom shishim ve'echad, and he waits till the 61st. Analyzes the Gemara. We go back to the machlokes between Bar Poda and Rav Masna from yesterday that has already been dancing around our Amud, and that is that Bar Poda was of the opinion, let's take a look at the bottom of Heyam et Aleph to remind ourselves, that when it comes to Naziris, it says in the Torah the word Nazir 30 times minus 1. Which therefore would seem to indicate that, as Chazal understand it, that every Nazir corresponds to a day, that b'di'evit 29 days would be acceptable if there's 29 full days and he cuts his hair on the 30th. However, Rav Masna learns it out from the word yiyeh, kodesh yiyeh, which is the gematria of 30. And if that's so then you need 30 full days. Analyzes our Gemara. So then, Bishleim Rav Masna, if you're going to say that he cuts on the 31st and the 61st, I understand Nicha, then it works because you need 30 full days of both the 31st and the 61st. And that's why you have to wait for 61 days, and you don't say we add 29 plus 29. Elo the Bar Poda Kasha, but Bar Poda should add 29 and 29, and that should be enough. It should be shishim chaser echad, just like we have shloshim chaser echad b'di'evit. Amar lecha Bar Poda, ema seifa. Bar Poda says, well, what about the seifa? You think the ratio is so smooth according to Rav Masna, but the seifa is going to be difficult. Vim gilech es harishon liyom shleishi. If he cut his hair on the 30th, migalech es hashniya liyom shish el ella. So Bar Poda has 2 stages over here. He points out that the seifa points out b'di'eved, it is acceptable if he cuts his hair on the 30th and on the 60th. So that would seem to indicate now that we have a stira between the seifa and the reisha. Ela seifa misayeya le reisha. Continues Bar Poda, and Bar Poda argues that the seifa therefore must be supporting the following idea in the reisha. Bo'emer sheli yomim. that in, excuse me, Ba'omer Shleimim, that the Seifa is talking about a case in where he did not indicate that he wants 30 full days. However, the Reisha must be talking about when he says Shleimim, 30 full days. That's the Teretz according to Bar Prada. The Teretz will be that the Seifa is talking about the case of, according to many, Bidyevet, that Bar Prada says it would be acceptable. The Reisha is talking about when he says 30 full days, twice, and then he'll have to do the cutting on the 61st. However, analyzes the Gemara, Ularav Masna Kasha Seifa. Now, according to Bar Prada, the Seifa tells us that the Reisha is talking about Shleimim. According to Rav Masna, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, that he can only cut in the 31st. So how do you read the Seifa? We already gave the approach of Bar Prada to the Seifa, but what about Rav Masna? Amalucha Rav Masna, Kiliktani Seifa, Yem Shleshim Eile Lekan Ulekan. Says Rav Masna, the 30th day on the first, at the end of the first Nazirus, could serve, according to the Seifa, as both the conclusion of the first Nazirus and the beginning of the second Nazirus. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil Ula Rav points out that the Reisha is going to be of the opinion, the Reisha that says that you should cut on the 31st and on the 61st is of the opinion that you should not rely on Mitzvos Hayom Kikulo Lechatchila. Asks the Gemara, is that this chidush over here of the Seifa? Ha'amra Chada Zimna. We already learned once before the chidush of Mitzvos Hayom Kikulo. In fact, we had pointed out at the end of yesterday's daf that that is the chidush as well, the Mishnah daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, when the Mishnah tells us in Gilach Liyom Shloshim Yatsa, even before we have the case of someone who does two Naziris. So Gemara asks, that was borne out by the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom and Heyam and Beis. Hamra Chada Zimna, Mao, the same Mahani Mili, the Inyan Chada Naziris, answers the Gemara. I might have thought that only applies to someone who's taking one Naziris, Avol Shtay Naziris Loi, but if he's taking two Naziris, then we would not say that. Kamash Malan. So what the Mishnah is coming to tell us is even two Naziris as well. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Im Gilach Yom Shishim Chaser Echad Yotza. If someone cut their hair on the 59th day, the Yotza, Shiyom Shloshim Olam Min Aminyan, because the 30th day counts, Bishlam the Ramasna Nicha. According to Ramasna, I understand the Lashon of the Mishnah when it says that the 30th is included, presumably because of Mitzvah Siyom Kekula, but you do need the 30th day. El Bar Prada Lamali. But according to Bar Prada, why do we need to say you need the 30th day? Ha'amar Shoshim Chaser Echad, you only need 29 days. So the reason why the 30th works is simply because he had 29 full days. Amelecha Ano Nami Aha Samchi. Bar Prada will answer. Bar Prada answers, Pumfarkert. I learn out from the Mishnah itself, my Yisod. Ano Nami Aha Samchi. How do I learn now from the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says that you're allowed to do the Giluach Yom Shishim Chaser Echad. And therefore, when the Mishnah says, Shiyom Shloshim Olam Min Aminyan, it means to say that all you need is 29 days. Not the Chiddush of Mitzvos Hayom Kekula that Rav Masna is going to understand. But rather, this is the source that if you do it on the 59th day, in the case of two Naziris, it will be acceptable as well. Tanan, we also learned on Daf Tezayin. All of our rayas have been coming from Daf Tezayin. The Mishnayis over there, Mishamar Areini Nazir. If a person says he's going to be a Nazir, Nitme Yom Shloshim, and becomes Tamei on the 30th day, Seiser Es HaKol, then in such an instance, then the entire Naziris falls away. He didn't complete his Naziris. Bishlem Ramasna Nicha. According to Ramasna, who says he's supposed to have 30 full days, then I understand. And possibly Bidyevet Mikta Sayom Kekula. But you definitely need 30 days. Ela Bar Prada Kashub. According to Bar Prada, it's difficult because he only has 29. Answers the Gemara. Amalecha Bar Prada. Bar Prada will say to you, Eima Seifa. I'll quote you a Seifa. Rebbe Eliezer, Eimer Eina Seiser Ela Shiva. The Seifa says that when you have an incomplete day, in other words, if you don't have a full day, then that's so sir the concept of Shiva. Here, Shiva we're referring to is Shlishi Vishiva Shivii of Tumah. That is the idea, as the Mefarish spells out on the second line from the top, that the Parah Aduma is sprinkled onto a Nazir who becomes Tameh, and on the third of the seventh day of his Tahara, he becomes pure. Now, on that, you need 7 full days. And therefore, when we said that it contradicts the 30th day, we didn't mean specifically the 30th day when he became Tameh, but we meant the third and seventh day of Hazah, of his sprinkling. Continues the Gemara to analyze Rabbi Eliezer and flesh out the Bar Pada's response according to Rabbi Eliezer. Isalkadaitach, says Rabbi Bar Pada, if you're going to say Shloshim Bina that you need 30 days, then why did Rabbi Eliezer say that the halacha is that so sir the seventh? He should have said Shloshim. He should have said Isalkadaitach Shloshim Bina Nister Kula. He should have said that it's so sir all of the days. So we see from here, says Bar Pada, that the Seifa corroborates what I had said. The Seifa corroborates and says that it's only Soser the seventh day of Tahara, but not all Shloshim. Responds Rav Masna, no, the reason why it doesn't say that it's Soser the 30 is Kasav Rabbi Eliezer Mikzas Hayoyim Kikulai. It's because he holds Mikzas Hayoyim Kikulai when it comes to Halachas of 30 days. But you do need 30 days. Tosis on the bottom of Amud Aleph and Dibur HaMaskil Nitma asks a simple pshat question. Bar Pada was only answering himself according to Rabbi Eliezer. But at the end of the day, the first Tana, the Rabbanan, Bar Pada seems to be admitting, and there the majority opinion, follow the idea of Rav Masna. And Tosis goes to lengths to explain why. Once Bar Pada proves that Rabbi Eliezer is not working with the concept that you need 30 full days, even the Rabbanan would also agree with that as well. Continues the Gemara, Tnan, we learned on Daf Teh Zayin Amud Aleph, it was also analyzed on Daf Teh Hei Amud Beis, Hareini Nazir Mea Yom, if a person says that he's going to be a Nazir for 100 days, Nitna Yom Mea, if he becomes Tameh on the 100th day, Seiser Es HaKol, so then it contradicts the entire Nazirus. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, Eina Seiser, it only contradicts 30 days. What's Rabbi Eliezer's position? Rabbi Eliezer holds that the halacha is that when a person is Soser his Nazirus, he doesn't have to make up the whole Nazirus that he had originally set out to do. Let's say in the case of where he accepted Nazirus 100 days. All he has to do is make up the time of 30 days. Analyzes the Gemara. And if Rabbi Eliezer holds of the concept of Mikzas Hayim Kekulai, as the Gemara had previously suggested, Bidas Rav Masna, Nistar Shiva. So then in such a case, it should contradict the 3 and 7 clean days of the Hazah. And nothing else, as we mentioned above. Because, what day was it? It took place on the 100th day. So if he did the Hazah on the 100th day, so then it'll be Sosa. There you need a full day. Analyzes the Gemara, but that will still not be enough in terms of understanding Rabbi Eliezer. V'ilai savar mikzas hayom kikulai, listar kulai. And if he doesn't hold of the concept of mikzas hayom kikulai, so then in such a case, it should be Soser, the entire Nazirus, and he should have to start counting towards 100 again. So Gemara says, we're confused in what Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is. The answer that we had given Bidas Rav Masna is incomplete. Says the Gemara, La'ilam, really, La'ilam, read Mikzas Yom Kikula. That we don't say Mikzas Yom Kikula. So then, if that's so, Yachi Lister Kula, Amar Reish Lakish answered the reason why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't count the full 100 days. Hainu time of the Rebbe Lazar on the cross. Zeis Teiras Hanazir B'yoyim Lois Yimein is right. When the Torah summarizes the Karbonos of a Nazir after he concludes his Nazirus, HaTeira Amra Nitma B'yoyim Lois 10 Lois Teiras Nazir. It's a fascinating drasha. That Chazal Darshan B'yoyim Lois the day of his conclusion. And they understand that if he becomes Tameh, that the Pasuk is saying, then 10 loy Tairas Nazir. Give him the Tairah of a Nazir. What's the Tairah of a Nazir? The Tairah of a Nazir is Stam Naziris Shloshim Yoim. The Mefarish points out that once we say that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold the concept of Mikzas Hayom Kekulay, then that Mishnah seems to be a Raya for Bar Pada. That would be very interesting if we were learning Bi'iyun to try then to calculate back how does this fit in terms of Halacha L'maisa, whether we follow Bar Pada or whether we follow Rav Masna. But at this stage of the Gemara, we seem to have a Raya for Bar Pada. Says the Gemara, Lema Kitanoi, is this Machlaikis between Rav Masna and Bar Pada? A Machlaikis Tanaim. It seems to be. Tayrak Deisha says, Anmelois Hayomim, that when up until the days are full, the days of Nizirus are filled, Kol Yimei Nidrei Nizrei Tar Lo Yavar Al Roishe, says the Pasuk in Hey, in Perek Vav, in Parshas Nasei Al Roishe, Ad Milois Hayomim, until the days are concluded, Ashi Yazir Lashem, Kodoi Shie Gadal Pera Sar Roishoi. So what do we learn from this Pasuk? Ad Milois Hayom, Shemani Miut, Yomim Shnayim. So the minimum amount of days would be two. Two is the smallest plural that you could have. Talmud Loimar, that's why the Pasuk says, Kodesh Yegadal Parasar Roishoy. That's why the Pasuk goes on to say that we don't mean 2 days. In other words, a person cannot take Nizirus for 2 days because it needs to be the amount of time to let his hair grow. Engedel Ser Pachas Mishlei Shem Yeh. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, that's Rabbi Yoshia's opinion, that we learn out, Shleishim Yoyim, from Gadol Perosha. Rabbi Yenison, Amein Etzarech. Rabbi Yenison says, that's not the source. Harei Yoyimer, Admolois Hayomim, Iluain Yomim, Shetzrichen Hein Lemos, Havi Omer Shleishim. When it talks about days that one could fill up to make something full, that's 30. The Mefarish explains that what that means is that Levana becomes full and complete only after 29 and a half days, and sometimes you need 30 days. So therefore, Melois Hayamim, a full set of days, until from new moon to new moon, is 30 days. Ilu Hein Yom Shetzrich Lemalas, Havi Amar Shleishim. So Rabbi Yenison says that's 30 days. My lav suggests the Gemara, Rav Masna D'Amar K'Rabbi Yoshia. Rav Masna is assuming, like Rav Yoshia, that you need 30 full days for the hair to grow. And Rav Pada is following Rav Yenison. Why? Because Rav Yenison is not 30 full days. It's 29 and a half days. On the Chor Rav Masna, Kuli Alma Shleishim Be'ina, says Rav Masna, even Rav Yenison, who learns out from the moon, needs 30 full days. V'hacha ba'ad va'ad b'chlal pligi. And here, the machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yenison is a different machloikis. When the Torah says ad, what does that mean? Until, this comes up in many different contexts and even lahavdil cultures, what does the word until mean? Does it mean the actual item itself, or up until that item? For example, I ran until first base. So there, if I say I ran until first base, that means, presumably, not that I stopped a step before first base. I ran until first, and I didn't run till second. So that's called ad v'ad b'chlal. Until first, that includes first. La'avdil alfalfei avdolos ad melos hayomim. When it says ad, does that mean including the 30th day, or up until the 30th day? And that's the machlokes. Everybody agrees that we're talking about the 30th day. But the question is, ad. The deal is ad. What does ad mean? Amar l'chor Rav Masna, kuli alma shloishim mean. Everybody understands that means 30 days. V'hacha ba'ad v'ad b'chlal kamifli. Because the Torah says, ad melois, what does that mean? Kuli alma shloishim mean. V'hacha ba'ad v'ad b'chlal kamifli. Rabbi Yeshia sover ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Rabbi Yeshia holds that you don't need 30 actual days, and therefore Rabbi Yoshia is of the opinion that we learn now from Kodosh Yiyah, and Yiyah tells us that it's a full 30 days because of the way he grows his hair, and that the hair is not considered complete until you have 30 full days, as we said above. Rabbi Yenison Savar Advad Bichlal, but Rabbi Yenison holds that Ad Melois Hayamim means including the 30th. And therefore, we learn out, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, but that 30 days is not Rabbi Yonason did not mean to say that it means 29 and a half. That, of course, it would need to be 30 full days, according to Rav Masna. This Bezer Hashem concludes Dav Vav in Maseches Nazir. The concept of Mikzas Hayom Kikula in our sugi is a beautiful, beautiful idea. My son, Baruch Hashem, is home from yeshiva, and he wants to learn tonight before he gets too tired. So we are making an early Shabbos, but I do hope that after preparations for Shabbos, maybe to go through some basic ideas of Mikzas Hayom Kikula that come out from our sugya, as well as other places in halacha for the halacha from the daily daf. This Bezer Hashem concludes Davov in Maseches Nazir.